Listener Production.
Hello, David Dolan here. The Nationals claim a slim majority of the Hunter supports nuclear power. Its surveyed voters locally finding 53% are on board. However, just under half are in favour of actually building a nuclear plant in the Upper Hunter. Slightly more are either against it or unsure. Flooding on the tracks at Sandgate is stopping trains from running between Maitland and Newcastle this morning. Replacement buses have been brought in. Nord's Wharf has topped the rain charts locally so far, receiving almost 100 mils in the past 24 hours. Our country's leaders will come together this morning for a national cabinet meeting to address the growing rates of violence against women. They'll consider the tracking of violent offenders with electronic devices. House and unit prices in the Hunter are still heading in one direction. CoreLogic's Tim Lawless says values in Newcastle and Lake Macquarie jumped 1.1% last month alone to just under $900,000.
That's more than double the growth rate we're seeing in Sydney. And over the quarter, we've seen nearly a 3% rise in values, or in dollar terms. That means the market's up about $25,150 just in the past 3 months.
Growth was a little softer in the valley at 0.6%. There's a public appeal to help find a 13-year-old girl missing from Wallsend since Saturday. Shayonika Brown could be using public transport. Her photos on the police Facebook page. And how's this for a random theft? Newcastle Council's revealed someone stole part of the brass handrail from the stairs in Civic Park over the weekend, while other sections were also damaged. South Sydney has sacked head coach Jason Demetriou after their horror start to the season. Speculation is now swirling that Wayne Bennett could return to the club next year. And Serena Bolden and Apostolos Stamatolopoulos have taken out the top gongs at the Newcastle Jets awards night. Bolden winning the Women's Golden Boot and Player of the Year gongs, while AP claimed both men's awards.